I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's Checkup from the Neck Up. Well, folks, how can we manage the inevitable difficulties in life? For example, seriously disappointing Hanukkah Christmas gifts. An example from my life, about 20 years ago, I started getting queries through the family grapevine about my preferences in sweaters. My mother-in-law, Margie, bless her soul, was a wonderful knitter, and whispers had it that I might be in line for one of her gorgiosos. Now, my wife and I had been married for just a few years then, and everybody else in the family had not just one, but several of Margie's creations. So I saw this as an indication that I had made the grade of real acceptance into the clan. But beyond that, my favorite Irish sweater had recently gone beyond, quote, having a lot of character, directly into the garbage can. Anyway, the question started in the summer. Would I like a vest or a full-length sweater from Margie? Yeah. The grapevine said Margie likes to find a pattern expressing the personality of the giftee. Irish sweater style? Yeah. A month or two later, what colors do I like? Red okay? Margie expresses herself by working in colors she's never tried. Sure, I love red. I'd never even seen a red Irish sweater. Cool. Fall rolls around, and the grapevine whispers that Margie is knitting. Purling, to her heart's content. I'm excited. Not just socks and underwear this year. The big day then finally gets here. I see the box. Waiting my turn, then rip, rip, tear, tear. No saving the paper for this baby. Oh, wow, Margie. Thank you so much. What a gorgeous red. And the design, so unique. I've never seen anything like it. Inside. Oh, my. Red and mustard-stained yellow in a giant V down the whole front? Is this what she really thinks of me? I look like one of those atrociously tailored aliens from Star Trek. How am I going to wear this? I know it's the thought that counts, but what was she thinking? Now, unfortunately, Margie is long gone, but I do know she loved me uniquely. And the sweater is now a favorite. I wear it every Christmas, hearing Margie's message that something that helps us through trying times is a sense of humor. And I do know she had a sense of humor, and that's a real gift. Thanks again, Margie. I'm Dr. Rich Klingon O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.